And the brother gave the cards out. He was so slow. I called him mañana. Mexico means tomorrow. He's always so late. He come got me at 9 o'clock. And I got over there, and Billy said, that woman's got that dead baby out there, Daddy, and we can't hold her. And said, mañana's going to give out all the cards. Said, I can't get her in that prayer line without a card to call some of the rest of them. And I said, well, I said, Brother Moore, how many knows Brother Jack Moore? Many of you here. I said, Brother Moore, go pray for her, baby. She wouldn't know me anyhow. They let me down a wall on the ladder to the platform. I said, she wouldn't know me. That's the big green. Brother Espinosa, you know him here on the West Coast? Brother Espinosa? Any of you know Brother Espinosa, Mexican? Yes, sure, man. Sure. He was standing right there interpreting for me. And I started, I said, as I was saying, faith is the substance of things. And I looked, and standing right before me was a little Mexican baby. It didn't have teeth. It was laughing. And I looked around, and I seen Brother Moore going to pray for the lady. She would run over those usher's legs, upset him, climb up over their shoulders, this dead baby wrapped in a blanket. So I seen that. I said, wait a minute, Brother Moore. Tell the ushers to break away and let the lady come up. I didn't know it was the baby. I just thought. I put my hand up on the wet blanket. She run up first, and she grabbed out one of those beads and began to holler, and Padre, Father, you know, and I said, don't do that. So I just prayed for the baby. I said, Lord Jesus, I've seen a vision of a little baby. I don't know if it's that one. I said, I'll lay my hands upon this wet blanket. And it begins to kick and scream and come to life. I said, Brother Espinosa, chase that down. Don't say it until the doctor signs the statement that the baby died. He chased it down. It died that morning at 9 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock that night. Come to life. Then the papers come out and everything. Then they give me an interview of the Catholic Church. And they asked me if they thought their saints could do the same thing. I said, if they're living. He said, well, they can't be a saint until they're dead. I said, well, find that in Scripture for me. Amen. So he still lives.
Amen.
He's still here. Pray now. Just touch the border of his garment. Let me give you Scripture now. He's the high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities.
Amen.
The same yesterday and forever. I claim that he's the high priest right here. He's the invisible high priest. Can only do or intercede for you when you confess that he has done it. Now you touch him. Touch any of us would make no difference. But touch him and he'll work through his spirit. I believe that I have his spirit. You touch him, see if it's right or not. Touch him. Just pray. In the balcony. Some of you people in the balcony, if they cause you that far back, you're not out of reach of him. He's everywhere. Omnipresent. You believe that? Omniscient. You believe that? Knows everything. Ever present. Omnipotent. All powerful. Infinite. Hallelujah. That's my God. Here's an elderly lady sitting right on the end. She'd been praying there for a few minutes. I thought I'd seen her standing by her. She got trouble with her head. You believe? That's right. Raise up your hand. It's left you now.
Hallelujah.
Your faith.
Thank you.
Heals you. Now, you want to question her? What was it? She never touched me. Look how far she is from me. But the eye that seen said, I seen you when you were under the fig tree. He still lives today.
Amen.
That's a super sign.
Amen.
He's still here. Just believe. There's a lady sitting back right here. She's weeping. She's praying. She's suffering with a nervous stomach. She just believe with all of her heart, God will heal her. Don't miss it, sister. Mrs. Snowden? That's faith.
Hallelujah.
I hate to have to call her name.
Thank you.
We're strangers to one another. I've never seen a woman in my life. But then your conditions and so forth always said, wave your hand back and forth if that's right. If we're strangers one to another and I don't know you, wave your hands again. Now, what is it? Just to be like our Lord Jesus on earth. I just long to be like him. Don't you want to be like that? Somebody over here? The woman keeps the horse here. Eye trouble. Miss Craig, I don't know you, but you're standing there praying for her. If we're strangers, wave your hand back and forth this way so the people would see. You're near the kingdom now. Just have faith and believe. The lady sitting here, so marvelous to her, she shook her head looking around. Not she didn't doubt it. She that believes it. And because you have believed, look on me and believe me. You're praying for a boy. That's right. A mental case. You believe? Don't you doubt. You'll come home. A lady right behind her, young woman suffering with complications, weak back, nervousness. Mrs. Patchett, believe with all your heart, Mrs. Patchett. I'm a stranger to you, but that's true. If that's true, wave your hand. It's left you now. There's a dark shadow over you, and it's been gone. What about the balcony? Somebody believe. You believe it in he's the same? I see a woman. She don't even realize she's got that faith. It's a hidden faith. She don't even confess it. She's suffering with a headache. She's sitting here looking at me. Right up here. A Mrs. Singer. Surprised you didn't. Your headache is going to leave you now. Now you tell your critics to answer that. Yes. You believe him? That's the same one for you. To be like Jesus. Lord, that's my desire. Just to humble ourselves. Look at these people, these women, these men. Many of them, as they've been across this road and around, same faith that the woman had years ago. The same Jesus representing himself, the super signs in the last days, as it was the last days for Israel then. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. You believe that? How many of you love your pastors? Raise up your hand. Sure you do. I love them too. They're men of God. I know they suffer themselves. I know their pastors. God knows all about it. They're willing to give themselves. Let me show you. That man with his face just then, he's been suffering trouble with his nose, comes back and forth, goes on. That's right. He knows all your troubles. He ain't a thing for what he knows. I challenge the unbeliever. You think it's wrong, come here and do the same thing. I know what's wrong with that woman sitting there. I can't call her. Because if she just had more faith, that hip would get all right. Sure. This woman sitting in that chair there, that cop. I know her trouble. But what good does it do to call her? See, I sit there, you say, sure, look, she's crippled. How about these people that don't look crippled? There's a miracle. That woman's the arthritis laying there. Takes faith. Why did you doubt, sister? Why didn't you keep on believing? You once believed it. You let somebody talk to you. Now you know that's right. I pray that your faith enough to stay on the more. You try to hide yourself right now and see if you can do it. I can call three critics in here for the name right now, too. But it hurts some feelings. Oh, we're not playing church. This is God, not me, Him. His presence is here. You believe it? Now, while His Spirit sure anoint me, if you believe it to be God, I want to send up these prayer cards and pray for you. You come to here, you don't come to me. If you're coming to me, you're going to lose. You come when you come by here like you're coming under the cross. I'm going to ask these godly pastors to stand here with me. I'm going to stand with them at the judgment bar. They may not be able to have discernment. That's just given, you know. But they're a man of God, saved as well as unsaved, called to their ministry. There's five gifts in the ministerial body. First is apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, and evangelists. That's God predestinated. God has set in the church. Gifts. Brother, will you stand with me? Let that section, all that's got prayer cards, stand out in the aisle. Stand up. Let this middle section got prayer cards, stand up. Let the first section come across this way. Is there a way to bring them, or shall we come down front? Now, well, I can't. I want them to come. Let's see. Maybe we'd better get down there. Can you set this microphone down there? I like to get down with the people. And the same high priest that he was yesterday, he'd act the same way today that he did yesterday. Is that right?
Yeah.
You believe that? Raise up your hand. Now, I'm going to ask, if you will, if you'll not move around now for a few minutes, just sit reverently for a few moments. Don't move at all. And folks, keep your children as close to you as you can now, because we're not dealing, we're not playing church. And many times, how many knows these go from one to another? You've seen it happen, yes, sir, many times. People just sit right in their seat and crumble over paralyzed. See them drop dead right in the right at the platform. Right? We're not playing church. You must be reverent. Now this is sacred. Now, the Bible said that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it says that He's the high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. Amen. Everybody witnesses that that's the truth. Amen. Now, how would you know that you touched Him? He'd act the same way He did when He was here. Well, how did He act? Let me give you an example, because I'm making you, trying to get you to believe that He is the same. He hasn't changed. The Bible, my scripture is that He's the same. Now, when that, in the, there's a woman, say she didn't have a prayer card. But she wanted to get in. She believed He was a holy man, a prophet. And she said, if I can only touch the border of His garment, I'll be made well. You know the story? And she's twisted through the crowd until she touched him. Now, he never felt it physically, you know, because the Palestinian garment hangs loose. It's got an underneath garment also. But he never felt it physically because Peter rebuked him when he said, "Who touched me?" And Peter said, "Lord," well, rebuked him, said, "The whole crowd's touching him." He said, "But I perceive that I've gotten weak. Virtue's gone from me." And he looked all around. See, he had been touched with a different kind of touch. And he turned around and looked over the audience until he found the little woman that touched him. And he told her of her blood issue and said, "Your faith has saved you." Was that Jesus yesterday? Well, if he's the same today, a high priest that can be touched by our infirmities, can't he touch you if you'll touch him? Can't he do the same work? Now remember, he might use my voice. If it is, I'm just like this microphone. It's a mute without something speaking into it. Right?
Amen.
I don't know you, but he knows you. So you might touch me, it wouldn't do a bit of good. You touch the pastors, it wouldn't do a bit of good. They're a man just like I am. But if you touch him once, watch what happens. Now you don't have to be here. You don't have to be on the platform. Just believe. Now, this is a picture of where I was speaking tonight in St. John, 4th chapter, if you want to read it when you get home. Here's a man and a woman. I don't know the woman. Never seen her in my life. She's a total stranger to me. A while ago they gave out some prayer cards and she got a hold of one. The boy comes up here before we all, mixes them prayer cards up, so he don't know which one he's giving which, so he just hands them out to you, whatever you want. And she happened to not call him from anywhere. Maybe tomorrow night I might start at 65 or 45 or 25 or 90 and come backwards. You know that. You've been in the meeting. So it just happened to be tonight. I'm seeing that clock get around there. I don't want to hold you. But this woman just happened to get where I started. Number one. I guess you're the woman, are you? You're the person. All right. We are strangers to one another. We don't know each other. This is our first time meeting. Here's a little panoramic. Here's a man and a woman meeting for the first time, like Jesus and that woman at the well. Two people, never met before, and here we stand. Now, if I said to the woman, "The Lord sent me to pray for the sick, I'm going to lay my hands up on you," it might not be sickness she's here for. Maybe it's domestic trouble. Maybe it's financial trouble. Maybe it's something else. Maybe she's not even a Christian. I don't know. But if he can tell her what has been, and then tell her what will be. Surely she could believe what will be if he can tell what has been. Is that right?
Amen.
How many believe that now? All right. Now, if anybody thinks there's something wrong with it, that you have a better program, better idea, you're welcome to come here and take my place. If you don't, then keep still about it. Now, here it is. I have just preached the word that Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and proved by the Scripture that He lives today in His church.
Amen.
And He's coming, and the last sign that He gave to Jew, Samaritan, and now to the Gentile. Jews had 4,000 years to believe a prophet coming in its major condition as the church went on. Gentiles have had 2,000 years of church sanity, and now coming on down to speaking in tongues and divine healing, and now right to the end time.
Yeah.
Where the great Messiah in the fullness of His Spirit moving, not just in one person, in the whole church, flowing. Now no matter how much I believe, this woman's got to believe too. And now you out there that won't be in a prayer line, you look towards God and say, "God, that little old fellow standing up there don't know me, knows nothing about me. But I'm in a serious condition. Let me touch your garment and you speak back to him and tell me something. Try it. See if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever." Don't try it. Believe it. Anybody can try it. We don't try Christ. We just take him and believe him. He don't come by trial. Now, if the Holy Spirit will reveal, I've got to speak to her a minute. Now, look here. I'm in Spokane. Why did I come to Spokane? We even had trouble getting here. Had to swap meetings with another country. I was supposed to be here later than this, but had to swap it around. But still, and I think they couldn't get a building. Had to come take the brother's church. And these other brothers, wonderful, come in cooperating with the brother here. That's sweet, lovely. That's the way I want to see the church get. Here we are, standing here like this. And here I am. Why? God sent me here.
Yeah.
I felt to come here.
Yeah.
I don't care how much battle I have to have. He said, come here. And here I am. Not because I didn't have no other place to go. Ask the manager. Got a book of invitations whirled around. Hundreds of them. But I just felt to come here. Why? I don't know. Maybe he's going to break a revival. Maybe you're receiving your last message. I don't know. I can't tell you, but he sent me here. I don't know why. Here I am. Jesus went up to Samaria. Why? He didn't know. A woman come out. He just got to talking to her. Then he found her trouble. And she run and told everybody, that's the Messiah. Now, lady, if the Holy Spirit would reveal to me something you're here for or something you've done or whatever it is, you know, I don't know yet. And if he'd reveal it, you'd know it has to come from some spiritual power. It has to come. You know that, don't you, brother? It has to come to the sisters. It has to come to the spiritual power. You believe that out there? Then it depends on what you think it is. The Pharisee said, he's Beelzebub. But the believer said, it's the Messiah. They were scriptural people who believed the scripture. Now, I just go to talk to the woman, and please keep seated. I don't move because you say, Brother Branham, you're stalling for something. Certainly. Did they have the picture of that angel up here? There it is in Washington, D.C., and so forth. The only supernatural being that's ever scientifically proven. Same pillar of fire. And I told you it was with Israel. When it's made flesh, we see what it did in flesh. Now, if that's the same pillar of fire, it'll manifest itself the same way. It's the same life. You put the life of a grape in a pumpkin vine, it would bear grapes. Certainly it would. It's a life in it. It bears the fruit. Christ said, I am the vine, you're the branches. He's ascended on high and sent his life back. His life bears record. Now, if that be, I'm waiting for that anointing. And if it doesn't come, I'll just lay hands on the woman, pray for her, and go on. I don't know. I can't say. It's stalling, or I'm stalling, waiting for it. That's exactly right. What's the matter with everybody? What's the matter? Can't you believe? Have faith, friend. The scripture laying here before you, and a person walk up here and air before an audience of people to take God's word and challenge the whole world with it?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Believe, have faith. Amen. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I'll take every spirit in here under the control of the Holy Spirit, which has me anointed. Now, have faith. Look here just a moment. As Peter and John said, look on us. I'm trusting for you. I don't know. You're just standing here, a woman. But if the Holy Spirit will reveal something to me that's in your life, you don't know whether it's the truth or not. I'm talking to you individually. That's the reason I have someone up here just get a contact. The Spirit gets me anointed, and then I can start to the audience or wherever it's at to see wherever He'll lead me then. And I'm just speaking to you to find out. Just see what he would tell me. I don't know. That'd be up to him to say. But I'm sure he'll do it. Yes, sir. A lady goes from me, moving away. She could witness right now there's a feeling around her, like a real sweet, humble feeling, because the light settles right over the woman. And the woman is suffering with the throat trouble. That's right. That's right, man. You believe? Why is it variable every time somebody will think he guessed that? I got a good notion calling who did it. Don't do it. You believe.
Amen.
Whoever guessed that to that woman? She knows I couldn't do that. How could it be perfect? And be, here, just she seems to be a lovely person. Let's be talk to her just a moment. Now, everybody told you, I wouldn't know it's on tape. See, I'm somewhere else. It's like another dimension. It's a vision, she said. Yes, it's throat. You got throat trouble, and you're bothered with nervousness. You seem to be extremely nervous. Or you just have complications, many things about you. Get real weary, late of the evening, tired, wore out, your work done. That is right. Another thing is somebody else that you're interested in, you're praying for. I see a man up here. It must be your husband that's in the same place. The man's here now. You believe I can tell you what's trouble with your husband? Would you believe me to be his servant? Your husband suffers with a heart trouble. He also is nervous. And you brought somebody from it's your sister. You brought her from a nursing home. She's sitting right here.
Yeah.
That's right. Crippled.
Yeah.
Lord.
You believe?
Amen.
Now, is He the same yesterday, today, and forever? Then what does that bring Christ here with us?
Amen.
Do you believe with all your heart? Then go and receive what you've asked for. Don't doubt. You can have what you've asked for. Now don't move around. Sit real still. Sit still. See, each one of you is a spirit. When you move, I can just, you just tell it. It's moving. There's something wrong. Just be real, Reverend. Why? This is the lady. The angel of the light that I watched that appeared over in here somewhere, right in here. Be real, Reverend. I just keep praying. Now, if I look down and say, well, that person's laying on a cot, is crippled, or got arthritis, go to, you'd say, sure, look at it, sure. You see it, but here, this person looks perfectly normal. What's wrong with her? There's the thing. Now, look this way just a moment, lady. We're strangers to one another. Our first time meeting. The great Holy Spirit is here. You believe that? You feel it. Isn't that a sweet feeling? See, it just feels, knowing you're a Christian, to see the welcome of that Spirit just looks like it just has this real sweet, humble feeling. It's such a wonderful thing to be a Christian. Now, if the Lord Jesus will just tell me something about you or what you're standing here for, what you want from Him, you'd believe it if He could tell you what it was about. Now, if I could heal you, I would do it, but I can't, you see. If He was standing here with this suit on and He gave me, He couldn't heal you because your healing's already purchased. He would make you know that it was Him. And how would do it? Be proving Himself the same yesterday, today, and forever. Just what I preached about. The audience, I believe we all believe that. Yeah. Now you just believe. You're suffering with a hernia. That is right. It's true. Then you've got something wrong with your right side. You have pain. It hits and goes all the way down your right side, plumb into your feet. That's right, isn't it? Do you believe that that's Christ that you're anointed by now?
Yes.
Accept Him as your healer, a finished work. It'll all leave you and you'll never have it no more.
Amen.
You believe it. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Holy God.
I do not heal. If He was standing here, He could not heal. How many knows that? He's already done it. See, He just lets you know that He's here. He's risen from the dead. That's the only thing He could do. Make yourself known that He's still Messiah. How do you do? I suppose we're strangers to one another. I've never seen you in my life, and we're just standing here for the first time, a man and a woman meeting. The man keeps coming before me. He says, somebody praying. You just keep praying. That's all right. That's right. You just touch him. I just ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus to believe what I've told to be the truth. For I have told the truth, and you know that's right. It's out of the Word. And if I've told the truth, God's obligated to His own Word.
Amen.
Not obligated to me, He's obligated to His Word. I'm just speaking His Word. Now, not knowing you, but if the Lord Jesus would tell me something about you, or something that you've done, or something you ought not have done, or some trouble that you've got, and maybe it's financial, domestic, I don't know. But if He'll just explain it, you'll know that there has to be some kind of a power. It'll have to be the Word of God because it's a discerner of the thoughts of the heart. That's right. You believe that God sent this in the last days, and it's Christ testifying of His soon coming. If you believe that, then God surely will grant your request. You have a rupture, two of them. Right. You have something else wrong, which is a bladder trouble. That is right, isn't it? You believe He knows who you are? Miss Peterson? That's who you are. I go believe Him.
Amen.
And what
Hallelujah.
You know.
Hallelujah.
Have faith. Don't doubt. Do you believe?
Amen.
Just have faith in God. Don't doubt. Don't doubt.
We are strangers to each other, but the Lord Jesus knows us both. And do you think that He could do something or tell me something about you that would help you? Would you believe it? Now you realize the condition it's got me in right now, and it's shaking all over. You say, why, Brother Branham, why would you do that? Well, if one little woman touching the border of the garment of Jesus made the Son of God weak, what do you think it would do to me, a sinner saved by faith? Here's the only way I could do even one, is because He said, the works that I do shall you do also, more than this shall you do. King James says greater, but it's not interpreted right. The right translation is more. Who could do any greater? He healed the sick, He raised the dead, He stopped nature, He done everything there was to be done.
Yeah.
See? He just do more of it because He'd be divided amongst His church. More than this. Now, here's a little lady, much younger than I. I don't know her, never met her. We're strangers to each other. But the Holy Spirit knows us both. And if the Holy Spirit will reveal to me something like that, will it make the whole audience believe? Everybody? Here's my hand. Here's the Bible. I don't know the woman. And there she stands. She might have been in a meeting somewhere. Was she ever in one of my meetings before? Never been in a meeting even before. She's just standing here. We're perfectly strange to one another. All right. May the Holy Spirit grant your request, sister. Yes? A lady suffers with a rectal problem. She has colitis. This has caused it. You had a lot of trouble in your life, haven't you? I see you going to a hospital. No, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. Operations. That's thus saith the Lord. Believe with all your heart, it's all over.
Hallelujah.
Do you believe it? Come by here. You believe God can heal heart trouble? All right, go ahead. Do you believe? Yeah, raise up your hand. You believe He heals that prostate trouble you got? Make you well? All right, if you believe it, you can have it also. Just have faith. How do you do, lady? You believe He heals arthritis? Well, just keep on walking. You make it well if you believe it.
Amen.
What about you, lady? Would you like to deal with that stomach trouble and be well? Keep on walking, Ken. Thank you, Lord. If you can believe, what is all things are possible to them that believe. You believe? What if I didn't say a thing to you, just lay hands on you? Would you believe it? You believe you get well? Come here. In the name of Jesus Christ, may she be healed. That's one that didn't want to see anything.
Amen.
She just believed that whatever it was come, lady. What if I didn't say nothing to you? Would you believe the same name? Well, if you do the female trouble, done told you, so go ahead. That lady's trouble, female, Legion, you'll be all right if you just believe with all your heart. Believe. You believe with all your heart?
Amen.
Go eat your supper and say, thank the Lord for healing me. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Just have faith. Don't doubt. Just believe with all your heart. Come, lady. You've had a nervous stomach for a long time. You had a lot of trouble with it. It's all over now. You believe it? All right, go say, thank the Lord. How many believes out there? With all your heart. You believe that He is the Son of God?
Yes.
The same yesterday, today, and forever?
Yes.
You believe it? Start walking on the platform and say, thank you, Lord. See, something got me anointed, isn't it?
Amen.
Well, lay hands up on your things. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Come anointing. Come. You believe? Have faith. In the name of the Lord Jesus, soul be made whole. Believe. Come. But don't say nothing until you believe, anyhow. Well, you're nervous. Well, you've had nervousness for a long time. Really, one thing that's changed, that menopause has got you all upset. You get real gloomy spells, and everybody's saying, get next to yourself, but you can't. There's something scaring you. But it's gone now. It'll stay gone. Just believe with all your heart. Oh, and believe with all your heart. You believe? Somebody out there in the audience believe. Oh, you believe? Sir, we would see Jesus.
Amen.
You know it can't be me. Well, who do you think it is? What about this little Mexican woman sitting here? Suffering with dizzy spells. Right? You believe? Who'd you touch? You touch the high priest. You never touch me. You're too far from me.
Amen.
All right, your dizzy spells has left you. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Ask her if that's right. Amen. Just have faith in God. Believe God. What about you laying on a stretcher? Yes, you. You believe with all your heart? You point your finger? You believe me to be God's prophet or His servant? I'll say it that way. That stumbles people. You believe it? If I can't heal you, sir, but God can. If you lay there, you're going to die. Doctors can't do you no good. One thing, you got a stomach trouble, you got arthritis in your back. But no one can heal that but God. But if you'll believe God and act upon the Word, you can raise up, take your bed, and go home. What about you in the next stretcher over there? Do you believe? There he goes. Praise God. You see him straighten out. There he goes. Let's give God praise. Amen. Do you believe him? Amen. Isn't he the same yesterday, today, forever? I can't heal. I can't make well. Christ can. What you scared about? When I said a few minutes ago about that woman being nervous, you turned me plumb around. You're scared. This is going to happen to you. You'll be all right. You believe that? How could you pull the faith of God? Who would you touch to let know it was nervousness bother you? You believe God? You believe in taking him at his word? You believe him to be his prophet? Then in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up out of that stretcher and go home and forget about it. You believe it? Come on.
Amen.
Yep. Take up that which you have, go home, be made well. Have faith in God. You believe? You should only believe. Just pray. There's a light over you. If you believe, you'll get over that polio. Be made well.
Hallelujah.
Return to the mission field. Don't doubt it. You believe him? What about you over there? Back trouble, bladder trouble, complications, all take it, nothing can do you any good. Christ's the only one that can heal you. Is that right? Why don't you believe him? You believe me to be his prophet? Would you take my word as his to tell you he's the same yesterday and forever? How can he stand here and tell you all about yourself without being you have some contact with him? Won't you believe him? Rise up, take your bed, and go home. Get well. You'll accept it and come out of the cot. Believe the Lord Jesus Christ. You have faith, believe. This little lady sitting here in this wheelchair, I can't heal you. But if you believe with all your heart, that diabetes will leave and you'll go home and be well. Have faith in God. Believe it. Get out. Go home. Be made well. What about you laying there? Suffering with bleeding in the throat, everything you believe with all your heart? If you believe with all your heart, everything's wrong with you, but why don't you raise up and come out of that bed? Come out of that cot. In the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up. Amen. There they are. Everyone that believes, do you believe it? Sirs, we would see Jesus. Do you believe it? Put your hands on one another then, right quick. Put your hands over on one another. Every believer, there's our wheelchairs empty, the cots. Put your hands on one another and pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may Satan lose his power amongst these people when he can see the cripples, the arthritis, the twisted up, can come forth and be made well. Grant, Lord, if they'll believe it in Jesus' name, may Satan lead them. Amen. Everyone that believes on him, accepts him now as your healer, stand up on your feet in the name of Jesus Christ and be made well. Amen. There you are, every one of them up. Let's sing praises to him. Raise up your hands and give him praise. Sirs, we would see Jesus. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never fails. He's a strong God. He can never fail. Lean on him with all your heart. Be made well. Get up. The world. See, when I go to Germany, Germany has its way of doing. I go to Finland, it has its way of doing. I go to other nations, they have their way. And I said, America, it has its way. But I said, she said, well, aren't we Americans? I said, no, honey, we're not Americans. We're Christians. We're living here. Certainly as a nation, this is ours. But I said, we're from above. Then our women must act like up there. We must conduct ourselves like up there. That's the reason we don't act like the people of the world.
We're different. We should be friends. We should be different. Yes. You know that. I don't mean to hurt you, and I don't mean to hurt your feelings. I mean to only be honest as a servant of Christ. You can't pull punches. You can't be a public puppet and then be a servant of God. You've got to be either honest with God or sell your birthrights to people. Yes. And mine's not for sale, and I know yours is not neither. Yes. So let's preach the Word, believe the Word, stand on the Word, live by the Word. Amen. That's right, and be a real Christian. The Holy Spirit's here. Do you believe that?
Amen.
How many of you have got prayer cards? Raise your hand. It's too late to have a prayer line. You without prayer cards that's sick, needing something, raise your hands without prayer card. Have faith. Now you believe. Now look here. Now if I happen to call somebody's got a prayer card, I want you to tell me so, because you'll get in the prayer line. These without prayer card won't. I want your reverence, just 2 minutes, 3 minutes. All I could say would mean nothing. One word from him would mean more than all I could say in a million years. One word from him. Now, do you believe what I'm preaching is the truth about man back to the Bible, back to God, and the Word is made flesh and us dwelling among us here, and the church is shaping itself and receiving now its last sign? We've had miracles and signs and speaking in tongues and on up through, but you remember, the Bible said, the prophet said, there will be a day that won't be called day nor night, but in the evening time it shall be light. How many knows that scripture?
Amen.
Sure.
All right? Watch. Civilization has come from the east and followed the sun west. Is that right? It's at the west coast now. It makes another move. It's back east again. I like to preach on that when east and west meet. Notice. The S-U-N dawns in the east and it travels across the horizon and sets in the west. The same sun that rises in the east sets in the west. Is that right?
Amen.
Now the prophet said there would be a day that couldn't be called day nor night. It's a dismal day, foggy day. We've had a day of that. Man's not enough to join church, accept Christ as Savior, and join a denomination. That's just as much light as he had. But remember, it's evening time now. Civilization's on the west coast. And the same sun, S-O-N, that's shone in the east at the beginning, is now shining in the west at the end.
Yes.
Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
See, it shall be light in the evening time. Christ coming out, perfecting His church. How many knows there's a difference between the appearing of Christ and the coming of Christ? It's two different words. Now's the appearing. The coming will soon be.
Yes.
He's appearing in the midst of us, doing the works that He once did in His church. Now, you're a part of that church. And by grace, you believe. I am a member of that church. Now, I'm not a preacher. You know I'm not. I have not the education to do it. Sometimes I feel reluctant standing here by a man of God who's called to that office. There are apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, and evangelists. Not all apostles, not all are prophets, not all are teachers, not all evangelists. And I'm standing here. But my ministry is a different ministry from a pastor or teacher. I'm not. And if I say things wrong, brethren, forgive me. I don't mean it. But this is my ministry. See? To declaring that He's here.
Yes.
Now, some of you here, as a gift of the Holy Spirit, it's just something I can't make myself relax. It's just like pulling into a gear. But when He does it, that every spirit is subject. And I watch, and I can only tell what I see. And any Bible reader knows that that's exactly what's promised and did come in Christ and promised in the last days and all we said about it.
Amen.
And, oh my, I've got 500 and something tapes on different sermons on. See? Just touching the edge of it here. But it's true. No matter where you are, believe. And let Him speak. And if I speak, I can say wrong because I'm a man. But if God comes around and confirms what I said, then that's true.
Amen.
God said if there'll be a prophet among you, and if He says what He says comes to pass, then you hear it.
Amen.
Because the word of the Lord came to the prophets. And if it doesn't come to pass, then don't believe it. Now, if I come here and say, now I'm going to heal you, then I've lied right there. Because you're every one, if you're sick, whatever it is, or sinners, or whatever you are, you're already forgiven, you're already healed. If Jesus is standing here with this suit on that He gave me, He could not heal you or save you. He's already done it. How many knows that's the truth? At Calvary, the price is paid. You just believe. Somebody now just call out kind of infection. Somebody over in this away without a prayer card. Just pray. Say, Lord God, I can't believe that man standing there telling me something wrong. I've read the Bible and I know what he says is the truth. It's so hard for me to receive it, Lord. But honestly, I believe it. I believe. Help me now. And he says that you're a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. And I have infirmities. My husband sitting here, my wife, I noticed last night when a husband get up off the cot, the wife would run to him, the wife get off the husband, see him out in the yard there praising God, how sweet it was, see. Praying for someone. So I'm praying, Lord God, help me to know. Help me. Let me touch your garment. Then if that man don't know me and I don't know him, if he speaks back and tells me, like you did in them days, told the people, then I know that you're living. It ain't that preacher, it's you. Now please, just for 2 or 3 minutes, be quiet and pray. Sit still. Don't move. Just pray. Now there's a woman. You can raise your head if you wish. And if you look, stand right here, right inside this little hallway. See that yellow, amber-looking light circling around? It's right over a woman. There he is. Right through the door. That's coming near her, near her. She's realized she was praying. Coming near. The woman surely this time can recognize that something's going on. She's praying for a loved one, a relative that has cancer, also a mother, and a mother's got heart trouble. She realizes now the Holy Spirit's near her. She's not even from here. She's not even an American. She's a Canadian. Have you a prayer card? You do not. We're perfectly strange. Is that right? But you were standing there praying, and all at once something real sweet begins to happen, like something coming over you. Is that right? And what was said true? Raise up your hand if all that's true.
Hallelujah.
I'll go question the woman. Now, sister, it's left from around you. I trust that you have your request, whatever it was, God granted to you.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want to ask you something. How, just figure it out, there's a perfect miracle.
Yeah.
There's a woman I have never seen her in my life. She's never seen me. We're strangers. And here the Holy Spirit comes down, and she touches Jesus Christ, and by a divine gift, standing there, or sitting there praying, and it comes right around and reveals to her just exactly. There it is. She's 30 or 40 feet from me. She couldn't touch me. She touched Him.
Amen.
Somebody this way, believe. Without a prayer card. You without a prayer card, raise your hand. You that haven't got a prayer card, raise your hand. Some of you in these stretchers here or something, raise your hand. All right? Let's look at this man here. You don't have a prayer card, sir. You're a stranger to me. I do not know you. What do you think about what I've preached about? You believe Christ, the Son of God? You believe He is? Now, you being a man and I've never met before in my life, but do you believe that when Jesus is here on earth, the Bible said that the Word is sharper than a two-edged sword and even a discerner of the thoughts of the heart, could perceive what's wrong. If the Holy Spirit can tell me something about you, you're just a man that's sat down there, and can tell me something about you, what you're wanting, what's wrong with you, something you've done, or something like that, you'd know it had to come from a power somewhere, wouldn't it? Would you believe it to be Christ? You would. Would you accept it that way? You must or die. Because you're shattered to death, the cancer. But if you believe with all your heart, with all that's in you, because you can't live You can't return. The doctor can do you no good now. You're past that. But if you believe God with all your heart, you can get well. Do you believe it? You do? Then rise up from your bed. Don't doubt in your heart. Don't doubt it at all. Go home. Take your bed and go home. Jesus Christ will make you well.
Hallelujah.
If you believe it.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. What was it? You have a prayer card there? Or you'll be in the prayer line then. What about you? Have you got a prayer card? You believe me to be his prophet? You do. I don't know you. But you're... What's the matter? You're all broke down, like a nervous breakdown, complications, everything's wrong with you. Isn't that right? And truly, right now you feel fine. It's the Holy Spirit over you. You believe me to be his prophet? Will you obey me as his prophet? Then stand out of that stretcher on your feet in the name of Jesus Christ and go home and be well.
Thank you, Lord.
Wait, I want to ask you something. You don't have a prayer card, do you? You don't need it. You're well. You can go home now and enjoy it. How many of you believe with all your heart? And everybody, please stand up on your feet and accept your healing. Stand up in the name of Jesus Christ and believe that you're healed. I commit you to God for your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. May God... If he didn't raise... You see, I'm trying to tell you, friend, this hasn't been. There's no record of it. Ask any Bible reader. Ask any historian. There's never been a record of this being done in the Christian church since the death of the apostles. Nowhere in history. But here it is in the evening time.
Amen.
The Gentiles' time now. God promised. But can't you see it's a scripture?
Yes.
Now believe. Look on me. Believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he sent me as a messenger to you. And I have not said my own words. I've said his words. I do not believe my words. I believe his words. If my thought is contrary to his words, my thought is wrong. If his words abiding in here, and the promise that he said, the works that I do shall you also. And the Bible said that the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword and a discerner of the thoughts of the heart. You believe. How many saw the picture of that angel, that light? I guess you've heard the story, manager and soldier died. It's not 2 foot from where I'm standing right now. No uncertain sound about that. It's the truth. I can't heal. Nobody can heal. Not a doctor can heal. No doctor will tell you he can. Medicine don't heal. It's only an aid. Male brother said, we do not profess to be healers. We only profess to assist nature. There's one healer, that's God. A doctor can set your arm, but who heals it? Who creates the cells? A doctor can pull a tooth, but who heals the socket it comes from? A doctor can take a growth off of it, but who heals the place? Take a rib out, but who heals the hole where it comes from? God's the only healer. He's a creator. It takes a creator to do it. They cannot multiply cells. That's only God. Just have faith. Someone without a prayer card. Now, it won't be in the line. Just believe. There's a lady sitting right over here, kind of a middle-aged woman, elderly, wearing a pink dress. She's bothered with a bronchial cough. If she'll believe with all of her heart, the cough will leave her. You believe it? Will accept it? Raise up your hand and say, I accept it. God bless you. I never saw the woman in my life. Can't you see that light hanging over the woman there yet? I hear it move. Comes up here. Be reverent, please, don't move. See, each one of you is a spirit. And when that anointing comes on, when you move, see, it's subject to every spirit, see? How many knows the Bible says the subject of the prophet's subject is? Be real reverent. Hold still. Left me. The man. Bothered with heart trouble.
Mr. Bailey, if you'll believe with all your heart, God will make you well. Accept it? All right, sir. Stand up on your feet and accept it, and your heart trouble will leave you. There he is.
Hallelujah.
I don't know the man. I've never seen him in my life, or a total stranger. But that man was sitting there praying then for the Lord Jesus to touch his body. Is that right, Brother Bailey? Believe with all your heart, and it'll be gone. Here, just a minute. Here's another man appearing. Somebody praying. The man with the stomach trouble. Mr. Cooper, believe with all your heart. Your stomach trouble has left you, sir. It's been a nervous stomach bothering you for a long time. It's gone now. I don't know the man. I've never seen him in my life. Ask him and find out. You know him. All right. Is that what's the trouble? Whatever it said is the truth. That's your pastor. Believe! Don't doubt. Man sitting here looking at me. Got trouble with his eyes, trouble with his legs. He's a stranger to me from British Columbia, Canada. If you believe with all of his heart, it'll all leave him. But if you want to believe, all right. God will grant it to you. Little woman sitting over here praying. Got a stomach trouble. You got something like thyroid of the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a stranger to the woman. It's a swelling, water in the glands. I think they call it thyroid of the stomach. I don't know you, lady. You seem to be a believer. Are we strangers to one another? You believe me to be God's prophet? Look at me then. You're not from here. You're from Idaho. That's right. Your name is Mrs. Smith. Return back home. The thing will leave you if you'll only believe it in the name of Jesus Christ. You believe it? Listen, audience. One day there was a little shepherd sent out by his father to herd sheep. A lion come in and got a sheep and took it out. He didn't have very much to go after, but he had faith in God. He took a little slingshot and he went out and got that sheep and he brought it back because his father needed that sheep. I'm just a small shepherd. The father sent me up here. Cancers and diseases, afflictions caught his sheep. I ain't got very much to come after you. I got prayer and faith, but I'm coming after you. I want to bring you back tonight to the shady green pastures of good health. I'm coming for you now. In prayer, you going to believe me?
Amen.
Lay your hands over on one another then. There's no uncertain sound. Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Up here, Jesus, a lot of sickness up here. I've helped you back. I've helped you back, of course, your ministers and singers. You know what? Don't think I don't know what to do. Put your hands on one another. Don't you doubt. Every believer, don't pray for yourself. Pray for the man you got your hands on. He's praying for you. Pray the way you pray. Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. There's no uncertainty about it. That's a certain sound. Heavenly Father, little David of old, he knows the Father loved them sheep and he was responsible for them. Though he had to take his stick and push him back into line and sometimes bruise him up a little, but they were the Father's sheep. God, one day a lion come and he got one and he went after it. You was with him and brought him back. God, sickness, disease, affliction has come and he got some of these little lambs. And he's taken out to kill them. I'm coming to you tonight, Lord. Got them laying their hands on one another. The certain sign that God said would follow the believers. They raised their hands. They were believers. And we're coming to bring them back. Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, turn them loose. Let them go in Jesus Christ's name. I command the devil of unbelief to depart from this building. Keep your hands on one another. Prayer of faith shall save the sick. God shall raise them up. Hold your hands on one another. Keep praying. Keep shutting with God.
be all right. Oh, shut him with God. No uncertain sound. That voice is telling you. That voice is talking to you. It's God. It's no uncertain sound. You Pentecostal people ought to know that voice of the Holy Ghost. It's no uncertain sound. That's His virtue coming into you. Believe it. Have faith in God. Don't you doubt it. Don't doubt it. Break that spell of unbelief from around you. Let the Holy Ghost take possession. Lord, these handkerchiefs, in Jesus' name, anoint them for the sick and afflicted. While you have your hands on one another, if there is one here that never believed before, that wants to confess his faith tonight in God's Son and the presence of the Holy Ghost, just I want to ask you to come to the altar, stand to your feet, just raise up to your feet. Then I want to confess my faith tonight. It was very weak, but now I'm strengthened. I believe Him with all my heart. Stand up to your feet. Anybody wants to make that confession? Say, I used to not believe, but now I am a believer. God bless. If there's any of you, somebody stand up there. God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir. Someone else stand. Say, I stand as a testimony. Oh, how you won't even stand for you on that day. He that will bear record of me, God bless you. Somebody else, stand to your feet. Say, I now my faith is strengthened. God bless you. Now my faith is strengthened. God bless you. Raise to your feet. Say, I now believe. I want everybody to know that I believe that I'm right now in the presence of Jesus Christ. I see His Word made manifest. I believe we're in the last days. I'm standing here as a witness. I want Him to be good to me and take all away from me that's unlike Him and make me holy here. God bless you, sir. Another. Come on. Raise up, man, women. How many of you people confess that I've been wrong? I want to take God now. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Now, preachers are all standing. God bless you. Up here, anywhere you want to be, up in the balcony. Stand to your feet and say, I now believe. I now accept it. I've been a little skeptical, but I now believe. There's no uncertain sound. Christ saves sinners. Christ died for that purpose. Stand up. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You, all the whole group. Many are standing. God bless you. Another, keep standing. I believe. I believe. I now accept it. Without any shadow of doubt, I now believe in the Son of God. I now believe that we're living in the last days. I now believe that I'm in the presence of Jesus Christ. I now believe that His Word is being confirmed. I believe it. I accept it. Stand up. Anyone else? Heavenly Father, I pray the prayer for them with all my heart. I give them to You. They're trophies of the message. They're trophies of Your visitation being here tonight. Seeing You walk among us, doing work that never has been done since the foundation of the world until these last days. Here they are. They're Your children. I command them to You, Lord. You give them to us, and we give them to You. In the name of Jesus Christ, watch over and raise them up to the last day. I may never be able to shake your hands on this earth, but when the battle is over and the last trumpet has sounded and the dead has risen from the grave and the live has been caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air, then may I have fellowship with Jesus Christ and them around the throne through the eternal ages that is to come. Grant it, Lord. They are Yours in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All that wants to welcome them into the fellowship of Jesus Christ, stand up on your feet around them and shake your hands. Stand right up by them and shake their hands. Say, welcome, brother. Welcome, sister. Welcome into the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. Wonderful. That's good. Praise be to God. Find some good church now. Be baptized and call upon the Lord for the Holy Ghost. Now let's all raise your hands to God and sing, I love Him. I love Him because He first loved me. Say amen. Just feel like all scoured out in the presence of the Holy Ghost. Church. Now, while we sing it again, let's shake hands with somebody at your side, each side, in front of you, and back of you, as we sing it again now. Amen.